NPR's Steve Inskeep joins us now.
We've reached Democratic Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware. He is the senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing okay. When did you learn the news?
I learned the news about about quarter six this morning.
They woke you up for this?
Well, actually, yes. One of my staff members called me. I was supposed to do, I was on live on the Today Show at 7 o'clock, and at a quarter of 6, they said, turn on the television. And so there was, on one of the cables, there was news of Zarqawi's death, which was good news.
Now, Senator, I should mention that you've been a prominent critic of the way that the administration has prosecuted the war. And now we have a day with a lot of what would appear to be good news from the American perspective. Zarqawi is dead, and also the Iraqi government has filled some of its key security posts, which had been a major problem for a while. Does this suggest that the war is turning?
Well, I hope so. I think not, but I hope so. Both are necessary preconditions to be able to turn the war. But Zarqawi, as our military told us in all my trips and since I've been back, he represented about 10 or 12% of the insurgency. He controlled the jihadists, so-called jihadists. You still have over 80% of the insurgency being former Baptists, former Saddamists, who, in fact, were not controlled by Zarqawi and are still there. You still have the death squads and militias and the police force that are engaging in sectarian violence. You still have an Iraqi-trained army of 220,000 people that is unable to control the militias or the death squads. So the real gigantic part of the problem still exists. If we eliminated every single terrorist in Iraq, we still have a major, major military problem in Iraq. I hope this has a gigantic catalytic impact, but I fear it will be a momentary, important victory, and you'll be reporting a month from now a similar number of attacks and incidents of sectarian violence against one another and American troops.
It has been pointed out, though, that Zarqawi was a rather charismatic figure, very well known, and just for that reason might be more difficult to replace than some other leaders would.
Oh, I think he will. There are three sources of military threat to American troops and to the Iraqi people. One was headed by Zarqawi, the so-called terrorist. The second group are those 300,000 former military people who wore the uniform of Saddam. Many of those are very well organized and the major part of the so-called insurgency coming out of the Sunni Triangle. There's a third group made up of El Sadr's Mahdi Army and also the Badr Brigade down in the Shia area.
Shiite Muslims now, yeah.
Shiite Muslims. And so they're all major forces. Now, the death of Zarqawi in no way affects what you're going to see El Sadr do. I predict it's not going to have much impact on the death squads you see that walk on the buses in police uniforms and drag 30, 40, 50, 70 Sunnis off the bus and blow their heads off and or tie them up and leave them found their heads in boxes. So we have to be very hard-headed about this.
Senator?
Got to figure out how to deal with those people as well.
Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.